Daf Yud Aleph. So we got to the last two lines of Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara is quotes a mnemonic to start off here: Zman Nasi Tzarich Gediz the Simon. So we're going to have a series of brises here on those topics. So the Gemara says Taner Rabbanan Ein Ma'abrines Hashana. You only do Ibur Shana, adding the extra Adasheni Ella B'Mizumanim La. Only those who have been invited to partake in this discussion. So Ma'isa, the Rebbe Gamliel once, Shamar Hishkimu Li Shiva La'aliyah, he invited seven people to come early in the morning to some attic. He used to hang out in attics to do a lot of these things. Hishkim, he went up early. Umatza Shimon, it turned out that there were eight people that were there. And you're only allowed to have seven. You only can have, rather, Muzumanim, only people who were invited. So one guy was uninvited and came. Shamar, he says, Mihu Sha'ala Shalo Brishus. Who's the one who came without being asked? Yared Amad Shmuel Hakatan. Shmuel Hakatan stood up. V'amar, he said, "Ani hu she'alisi, I came up shlo b'rishus. I'm the one who came out without permission. Lo la'aber shashana alisi, I didn't come to be ma'amer the shana. Ela lumod halacha l'maisa hutrachte. I wanted to learn how exactly you do this process of ibur shana." So Amar Latzer, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Dimshev b'nishev sit ruyos kol shanim kulon nisaber ayadcha. You are worthy of having all the years to be ma'aber, to be done through you in your zechus." El Amru Chachamim, "Ein ma'aber nisashana el b'mizumanila." But the problem is, Chachamim said, only those who are invited, you could stay, but only those who are invited are allowed to partake. That's the din of the Chachamim. And the Gemara adds, "V'lo Shmuel Akatan hava." The truth is, Shmuel Akatan was invited. Ela inish achrina, some other guy came uninvited. He did this in order to protect the embarrassment, the cover of this individual who showed up uninvited. So the Mefarshim asked, how in the world did Rabbi Gamliel not know who was invited? Wasn't he the one who asked for the invitations? How come he didn't say, "You over there, Reuven, what brought you here? No one invited you." So Rabbi Reino Chanana, on the side says that Rabbi Gamliel didn't say specifically anyone to get invited. He had this post. He said, first seven people to come, come. So he came and eight people were there. So meaning it's like the first guys to come to the game. And the first six are in. And went after that, so everyone said, I came first. So it was unclear who the last guy was, but Rabbi Gamliel did not invite them himself. Others explain that Rabbi Gamliel...
That would not be such a pusher for the person who...
No, the guy who showed up last. The guy didn't want to admit it. Yeah, it wouldn't be as much.
But it's not be as much as somebody who wasn't invited and just showed up.
Granted. Okay, fair enough. Rabbeinu Yon explains that Rabbi Gamliel knew who was invited. He invited each person individually, but again, he didn't want to embarrass anyone either. So that's why he said in such a way, who's the guy who was uninvited? And then finally, the Ran suggests that Rabbi Gamliel himself didn't know. He appointed a shliach to do the invitation. So Itaka didn't know who the person who was uninvited.
From the Lashon, that makes sense. It says,
yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like. I agree. So that's the Shita Rabbeinu Yonah. So then the Gemara says, Ki had the Yosef Rabbi v'kadarish. So once the Rabbi was sitting, giving a shir, giving a drasha, reach, reach, shum. He smelled someone who ate garlic. It smelled terrible in the room. So Amar, so Rabbi said, was Yadua, those times, don't eat garlic and show up to a shir. At least if it's a very close group of people. So Amar, Misha achal shum, yotza, whoever ate garlic, I please ask you to leave the room. So Amar, Rabbi Chia stood up, v'yotza, he left. So Amar, the Kulan, v'yotzu, they all stood up and they all left. Now, b'shachar, so the shir ended. So b'shachar in the morning, matzu Rabbi Shum b'Rabbi, the Rabbi Chia, so the son of Rabbi, Rabbi Shum, who was the son of Rabbi, who was giving the Magid Shir at the time, he says to Rabbi Chia, Amar lei, ata hu shetziar to la'aba, you're the one who caused my father such pain that you had this garlic and you stepped out in the middle. So Amar lo, lo take kazos b'Yisrael, there shouldn't be like this, anyone like in Am Yisrael, such a person like this. And the truth is, he wasn't really the one who did this, Rabbi Chia. He was doing this to protect the covenant of someone else. So now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Chia hemehecha gamerla. How did Rabbi Chia know to do such a din? You should really take hit for the team in order not to embarrass anyone else. Where did he learn this from? So the Gemara says, gamerla mi Rabbi Meir. He learned this from Rabbi Meir. So now the Marsha asks the question of, why did the Gemara assume that he learned it from someone else? Couldn't he have known this on his own? Could Rabbi Chia have understood that this is a sensitivity? So the Marsha says, because there's an idea that maybe a person shouldn't put himself out as a chote at the face of someone else. Maybe you shouldn't embarrass yourself or say, I'm an avarian, I came uninvited to protect someone else's kavod. So they've had to have learned it from some previous door, the din of a person should put himself on the line there to protect someone else's kavod. So So where did Rabbi Yechiel learn this inyan that a person should say he's the one who did it when he really didn't do this to protect someone else's kavod? Well, he learned it from Rabbi Meir. So what's the story of Rabbi Meir? The Tanya Ma'isa Beisha Acha Shebas LeBeis Medrash Shel Rabbi Meir. One time, a woman showed up to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Meir. Amrla, she says to the Rashi, to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi, Echam Nikem Kadsheni BeBia. One of your students here had married me with Bia. So Amr Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Meir stood up. The cost of La Get Grisus. He himself wrote a get saying, I, Rabbi Meir, I'm divorcing you. The Nasan Law, and he handed her, this lady, a get. So they all saw this and knew that their Rebbe wasn't the one who did this, but still they saw he gave the get. Some do kasvu kulan. They all stood up, wrote their own get, v'nasnala, and handed it to her as to not embarrass the individual there who was a mikadesh rabbiya. Rabbi Meir mehecha gamarlei. So where did Rabbi Meir learn this midah from? He learned this from Shmuel Katan, the story above. Ushmuel Katan mehecha gamarlei. Where did Shmuel Katan learn this inyan from? Mishchani ben Yechiel. The chsiv v'yan Shchani ben Yechiel mibnei elam. Vayomer leEzra anachnu meileinu belokenu maleinu belokenu v'noshav nashim nachrios me'ame ha'aretz. Now we all, he said, we all married non-Jewish women, when even though he really didn't marry, but others were marrying Goyim. V'ata yesh mikvah Yisrael alzos. So he was saying he included himself in those who married non-Jewish women when he really didn't, as to not embarrass anyone. And then Shchania ben Yechiel mehecha gamarlo. Where did he learn this inyan that you should protect someone else's honor? Mi Yeshua. Now this one's not really from Yeshua. Rashi points out, if you look at eight narrow lines down, Yeshua means mi ma'isa di Yeshua, a story about Yeshua. Shelo ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu legalos al mi hu achote. Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to reveal to Yeshua who sinned. V'yichnis es kulam bechlal shenemar achet yizchata Yisrael b'ma'isa da'achan. Everyone was included. Hashem didn't want to expose the Yechote here. So from the mice of Yeshua and Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's really learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who didn't want to tattle on the Avarya, and that's how they all learn this. So the Gemara says, how do we see from the story of Yeshua? Dichsiv ayom Hashem al Yeshua. Hashem says to Yeshua, this is after Yericho, so they lost the next war. Kum lecha lama, kum lecha, get up. You should get up and come, kum lach. Lama ze'ata nofel panecha. Why are you doing nefilas apayim here? So he says, because Chata Yisrael Klaisad sinned. So Amar Lefanav, so Yeshua says to Hashem, Ribono Sholom, Mi Chata, tell me who sinned and I can take care of him. Amar Lo, he says, V'chi Dilter Ani Lecha, I'm going to be the Rachi, I'm going to be the Gasper and tell you who sinned. Hita Garelo, so rely, don't rely on me, Hashem says, draw lots and you'll figure it out that way. So that's how we learned from the Maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't tell on the person who did it. We all learned also from Shmuel Katan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chia, all these great tzaddikim learned that one should not expose who the chote is. V'ibai same alternatively, Mimoshe learned this from Moshe, Dechseva, Ad Ana Me'antem, from until when will you stop being so difficult and stubborn?
Fine.
Did Moshe directly ask him who it was?
No, but it wasn't mentioned. Right?
It wasn't mentioned. We don't see directly that was a request for it. Uh-huh. Here at least there's a request.
Because
yeah.
Every time he really...
Fine. So those are the Maisa. Those are the various stories. So the Mefarshim asked the question that why did... The Torah Chaim asked the question, why did they need to learn from this previous door, that Shmuel, Rabbi Chia from Rabbi Meir from Shmuel Katan, why couldn't they all learn from the story of HaKadosh Baruch and Yeshua very directly? Why did they have to go from generation to generation? And Torah Chaim writes, in a Hanami they could have learned, and maybe they did learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they just wanted to show that this was a series of events that took place through the various doros. The Gemara now says five wide lines down, Tanu Rabban. Mishamesu Nevi'im HaAchronim, when the last Nevi'im died, Chagai Zechari Balachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. They no longer have the Ruach HaKodesh, the ability to have some connection to Hashem. V'yaf HaPikein, still nonetheless, Hayu Mishamshim Bebaskol. They would still rely on this heavenly voice, which we know is Machlokas in the Gemara several places, whether we really do rely on a Baskol. So look at the Tosas just for a second here. On the top, Baskol, Yesh Omim Shlo Hayu Shomim Kol Hayotim Min HaShemayim. They wouldn't hear a direct sound or voice from Hashem or from Shemayim. Ela mitoch oso kol yotze kol acher. It was really more of an echo. They heard one voice that created another sound. Kmo pamim shadim makib bekoach. Person hits something strong, makes a bang. V'shemeya kol acher yotze. Hear the echoing mimanul marachok. V'oso kol hayushomim. They heard this secondary call lechach korinoso baskol. That's why it's called a baskol. It's a bas. It came about. It's a derivative of the initial call, but they did not hear the call directly. So anyway, so the Gemara says they would rely on Mishtamshim Bebaskol. And Pamachas, one time, Hayu Mesubin Ba'aliyas Beis Guria, they're sitting in Yericho, they're sitting in an attic in the city of Yericho. V'nosnu Alem Baskol Menashmaim, a heavenly voice came out and said, Yesh Kan Echa, there's one of you, great tzaddikim, sitting in this Chabura, Sheroy Shetishra Alav Shechina, that's worthy of having the Shechina rest upon him, and some have a Girsa Kimosh Rabbeinu. Elashain Dorozak Elachach, but the rest of the generation is bringing you down, and you're not worthy of this. Lechach, so Nasnu Chachamim Meseneim, everyone stared at Hillel HaZaken, and Hillel HaZaken, he was the one who really was worthy of having the Shechina Shor Alav. Ukshemez, when he died, Amru Alav, they said about Hillel HaZaken, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, what a great Chassid, what a great humble individual, pious individual, Tamido Shel Ezra, he was a Talmud of Ezra. Now he wasn't really the Talmud of Ezra, he didn't live that close, but they say that he had the midos of Ezra. He stayed in Bavel for a long time to learn from his Rebbe, like Ezra did, until he was ready to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So in a similar way, Hillel as well, learned in Bavel for many years and came back to Eretz Yisrael. So Shuv Pam Achas, another incident happened. Hayu Mesubin Ba'aliyah B'Yavne, they're sitting in an attic in Yavne, V'nasnu Aleim Baskol, and then again a heavenly voice came out, Min HaShemayim, Yesh Kanechad Shiroi Shetishra Alav Shechina, one of you are worthy of having the Shechina rest upon you. Elashain Dorozak Alachach, but the rest of the generation isn't allowing you to have this. So Nasnu Chachamim Esenayim, they placed their eyes upon B'Shmuel HaKatan. Uch Shemes, when Shmuel HaKatan died, Amru Alav, they said about him, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, what a great person he was, Tamido Shel Hillel, a student of Hillel. Afhu Amar B'Shas Misaso. And when he said, when Shmuel HaKatan was dying, Shmuel HaKatan himself said, with some level of Ruach HaKodesh, even though there is no full Ruach HaKodesh, there is still, Rashi says here, Afu, all the way towards the top, Hochiach Sofo, in the end when he was dying, there is some level of Sheshar Salav Shechina, some level of Ruach HaKodesh came upon him, Shenisnabe B'Shas Misaso, he prophesied at the end of his at the end of his life as follows. The Gemara says, B'Shas Misaso, he said, Shimon V'Yishmal L'Charva. These are the Sar Haruge Malchus, that Shimon and Yishmael are going to be destroyed with a cherev, they're going to be killed with a cherev. The Chavrua, the rest of the Chabura, Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradion, Liktala, they're going to be killed in other types of death. And the Shar Amma, the rest of the Am Yisrael, are going to be Lebiza, are going to be disgraced. And the Akan Sagin, that's part of, what does that mean again? Asita Limesa Alma. And there's going to be terrible tsaros in all of Am Yisrael. So this was the Nevuyad by Yehuda ben Baba, Bik Shalomar Kain. And with respect to Yehuda ben Baba, they wanted to say the same thing about Hey Chesed, Hey Tzadik, Hey Anav, he was when he died. But since he was of the Haruge Malchus, they couldn't give any eulogy. They wanted to just bury him right away as to not make a big deal in front of the Malchus. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Yisashana Elam Kein Yirtza Nasi. You need to have the consent of the Nasi to allow the Ibur Shana to pass through. Umaisa B'Rebbe Gamliel Shehalach Lito Rishus Eitzel Shalten Echad Shebesuya V'Shalavo. So one time Rabbi Gamliel wanted to ask permission from the governor, and he was delayed in coming. That he needed Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, to be Ma'abr the Shana. The Ibur Shana Al Manas Sheyirtza Rabbi Gamliel. So they made a condition, we're going to make an Ibur Shana on condition that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to this. And if he doesn't agree, so then there won't be an Ibur Shana. Uch Sheba Rabbi Gamliel of Amar wrote Tzani, he says, I agree there should be an Ibur Shana. Nimtzei Shana Mu'beres. Turned out that that year was a Shana Mu'beres. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Ein Ma'abrin es Hashana Elim Kein Ha'isa Tzricha Mipnei Adracham Mipnei Agusharim Mipnei Tanuri Psachim U'mipnei Galios Yisrael Shinaku Mimkomam. So you only are Ma'ab Shana if it's needed for the following reasons. So what's Tarchi Mipnei Adrachim? So Rashi explains that because of the rainy season and the winter, the streets got ruined and they're not able to go Alila Regel, so you have to fix them. If they're not fixed yet, so then you could push off and add another Adar Sheni. And the bridges are broken and the ovens that were outside were ruined. They need it for the Karim Pesach. And the people from outside Eretz Yisrael haven't left their place yet. They still need to get over here for Aliyah Regel. These are all various reasons that one would need to be Ma'abr the Shana. V'adayin lo hagiyu, they never haven't gotten yet to Eretz Yisrael. Aval lo mipnei ha-shelag, if it's because of the snow, that's not going to prevent them from coming so much, apparently. V'lo mipnei ha-tzina, if it's cold, that's not good grounds to be Ma'abr Shana. V'lo mipnei ha-galya, she-Yisrael, she-lo akumim komon. And those people who are being lazy, who haven't yet left their cities to come here, that also is not a reason to be Ma'aber the Shana. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan Eim Abin Sashana Alom B'Pnei Agedim. If let's say the Agedim, which were used for the Pesach, let's say they're very small, they haven't fattened up yet, and you want to have fat Agedim for Karim Pesach, that is not a good reason to Me'abir the Shana. V'Lom B'Pnei Atlaim, which are also the sheep that was used for the Karim Pesach. V'Lom B'Pnei Agozlos Shlo Pirchu. So let's say you have the Gozlos. Rashi explains here, look at Gozlos, around 15 lines up. Shetrichem L'Kine Yoldos Shebechol Eretz Yisrael V'Chein Zavin V'Zavos. A woman's a yoledes, a person's a zav, a woman's a zava. After shivanakim, they have to bring a carbon. They have to bring gozos, two birds, and shakul and mashin kineim ad aliyas leregel. People live far away, so they wait until aliyas leregel, where they're going to Yerushalayim anyways to bring their carbonos. Now afa pikein ein ma'abrin galkach, you don't wait, because even though let's say those kinim are not big, the chickens or that or the doves that they're bringing are not big enough, but they're not big, I should say. But they're still big enough. That's not grounds to say let's add another month till you fatten up the gozos, to fatten up the chickens so they fly, because you could always bring from the Bnei Yona, which are allowed to be and supposed to be when they're very, very young. So even though the gozos are very small, that's not a reason to push off the Pesach. Then the Gemara says, Aval, even though you can use these small gedim and talim and gozos to push off the Ibra Shana, Aval osin oso sad. You are able to make it, use it as a assistance to another reason that Rashi says here, a siyag v'smach l'divayim l'abres Hashana, in order to add some punch to why they are being ma'abr the Shana. So in other words, im tzricha l'abr b'pnei echam n'advarim shem abrin alem, if there's one reason that you are being ma'abr the Shana, you could add on top of that, it happens to also be a year that the gedim and talayim and gozos are very small, so you could add it to the reasons as to why you are being ma'abr the Shana. But to stand as a lone reason to be ma'abr the Shana, that's not good enough. So the Gemara says, Ketan, how does this work? Last four lines of the Amud here. Rabbi Yanai Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Mehodan, Anach Mehodan. He says as follows. Anachnu Lechuna de Gozloya Rechichen. We're letting you know that the birds are very weak. V'imre de Arkin, and the sheep are very small as well. V'zimnen de Aviva Lamata, and the time of spring hasn't yet come. The Shavarta Milsa Banfayo, if it's good in front of you, Vosifas Al Shasa, we're going to add on another to the month to the year. Hada Tlas and Yomim 30 days. So we see that in describing that the month, rather the spring season hasn't yet come, you could add in additional reasons of the birds and sheep being very, very thin. So it doesn't work as a reason in its own right, but it does work to be Mosif onto a very good reason. So we see from here in this letter that was sent out in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, they added 30 days on as Adar Sheni. So Meisive kam Ibur Hashanah. The Gemara says, how long is an Ibur Hashanah? How many days is an extra month? Shloshim Yon, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel himself, Omer, it's only a Chodesh. And Rashi says Chodesh is 29 days. So if Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds it's 29 days, how come in the letter above he says it was a 30-day month? So the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you add a chodesh, it doesn't mean 29 days. It means Rata chodesh, Rata shloshim yom. You have the option of making a 29-day Adar Sheni or a 30-day Adar Sheni. So in the case above, with the letter, he chose to make a 30-day month. So the Gemara now says, parenthetically here, Tachazi, go ahead and see, my Ika Bain, what's the difference between the Kifei Kadmai Linvasne Basrai, to the very strong, aggressive-minded earlier generations, to the later, humble generations. The Takifi is referring to, look at Rashi on top here of Yud Alpha and Beis, Rabbi Gamliel Shaya Noeg Srara Vizorik Mare B'Talmidim. Rabbi Gamliel had an iron fist the way he ran his show. And he threw people out, and the Gemara Rashi goes on to explain the various stories with Rabbi Yeshua, how he embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua. But still, nonetheless, even though Rabbi Gamliel had such a strong way of serving the nation, Hafil Halchi Rashi said, Katani Bei Vishapra Milsa Ban Payu Ban Pei Chavrai. He said, I'm saying in front of my other Dayanim here. He gave the respect to the other Dayanim as well, and that's Rabbi Gamliel. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, as we're about to see, he was a tremendous anav, but he did not say, I'm sending out a letter, as we're about to see, in front of the other Dayanim. He didn't show respect to the other Dayanim. So what's the story of Rabbi Shimon, who was a later generation? Ditanya. Ma'isa b'Rabbi Gamliel, Shaya Yoshiv Agav Ma'ala b'Har Bayis, was sitting on top of something on Har Bayis. Faya Yochanan Sofer Laz, Omer Lefanav Yochanan, was the Sofer, had three letters, Shloshi Igaros, in front of him, Chatuchas Lefanav, three letters, Munachos, right in front of him. And Amar Lo, so he says to his sofer Yochanan, Tol Igar Techada, take one of the pieces of paper, one of the letters, the Kosova, and write Lachna Bini Galila, my brothers in the Galilee, Eli, the upper Galil, Ulachna Bnei Galila, and the brothers Tata, the lower Galil, Shlom Chem Yitzkei, I hope everything's well. Mehodan, I'm letting you know, Anachta, we're letting you know, Lachun, Dizimin, Zman, Biura, Mata, Lafrushe, Meiser. So now it's time to burn the Meiser. The halacha is that if a person has Meiser Sheni, he's supposed to bring them to Yushalayim. If he's got leftover in the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, he needs to burn them Erev Pesach. There's a big din. It's a mitzvah deraisa to do beer Meiser Sheni. So he's letting everyone know, now's the time to burn Meiser Sheni, Mimatina Dezesa. So apparently in the Galil there are a lot of olives, so it was very common to have leftover olives, so now's the time to burn the Zayas. The Toli Grasa Chada, he tells Yochanan to take another letter. The Kasav La'achana B'nei Droma, write to my brothers, our brothers in the south. Shlom Chan Yiska, there should be peace upon you. Mehodan Anachna, we're letting you know Lachun. Dizman Viura Mata Lafrushi Maisa, now's the time to separate the burning of the Maisa Sheni. Mi Omre Shibalya from the, what's the barley this is? From the stalks. Vitoli, fine. That's the second letter. Then he says, Vitola, Igar Techada, take a third, take the last letter. Vikasav say, write Lachna Bnei Gilvasa to my brothers Bavel, our dear brothers in Bavel, Ulachna Bimadai, Lushar Kal Golios the Israel, all the people in all of the diaspora, Lachna Shlom Chan Yaska, hope peace is upon you. Liolam Mahodana Manachna, we're letting Lachun, we're letting you know, the Gozla Rechicha, that the birds are very, very small. Vimra Arkin, and the sheep are very weak. Vizimna de Aviva Lamata, and the time of spring hasn't yet come. Vishafra Milsa, Ban Payu Ban Pechavirai, and in front of me, in front of all the other Dayanim here, we decided Vosifas Al Shasa Da Yoman Tlas, and we're going to add on 30 days. Dilma, fine. So that's what's going on here. So this whole Maisa was with Rabbi Gamliel, who was of the earlier generation, who ran his Nesias with an iron fist, yet he acknowledged the other Dayanim that were present. But the previous Maisa with Rabbi Shimon, who was afterwards the son of Rabbi Gamliel, he did not acknowledge the presence of the other Dayanim, even though he's a tremendous Anav. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma Basar Da'avrua. Maybe this Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, where he showed respect to the other Dayanim, was only after they kicked him out of his Nesias, when they booed him for being so strong. But maybe while he was running his Nesias, maybe Taki wasn't recognizing and acknowledging the other Dayanim. So there is no raya here that the Tekifa Kadmai had tremendous respect for the other Rabbanim.
Tosfos says, literally, he had another person who was helping him, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. As Rashi says, he just became humbled by the event.
Look at Tosfos. Look at Rashi first. Rashi says, Dilma Basa Davrua, after they've removed Rabbi Gamliel, Minisiuso Nasa Anav, he became humble. But Tosfos writes, Basa Davrua Perish, Vahaya Lo Chaver, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shaya Nasi Imo, who was sharing the position with him, Lechacham Rabban Feyachavar. Therefore, he had to acknowledge his co-chair along with him. But not that he lost his post entirely. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Tanur Rabbanan. Al Shlosha Dvar Ma'aber Mes Hashana. There are three good reasons why they would make an Ibur Shana. Al Ha'aviv Al Persa Ilan Val Tkufos Al Tkufa. So whether it's the spring wasn't coming yet, they realize that spring hasn't yet arrived, and we know that the Pesa has to be in the spring, B'chol Sha'aviv, and then the Paris Elon, with respect to the carbon for Atzeres, they needed a Yom Bikurim, that season has to be in the time of the Shavuos, and Al Tekufa, which is if the Rashi says Al Tekufa, Bein Al Tekufas Tamuz, Shemes HaKeves, that the summer month Tamuz is being delayed, Unim Shechas, Shein Tekufas Tishrei, Nofels Ad Ibor, Ad Avor Chag Ma'abrim. So you have to have that the each of the seasons have to be lined up properly, Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then Tishrei, all have to be in the season that it's supposed to be in. And if any of them are off by a little bit, that gives the right to push everything ahead a month. So the Gemara says, Al Shnai Mehem Ma'abrim, Val Echa Mehem Ein Ma'abrim. You could, if two of the three are needed, two reasons, so that's a good reason to do Ibur Shana. But if only one of them is off, whether it's Aviv or Perus or Tufa, if only one of them is a grounds to be Ma'abed Shana, then they wouldn't do it based on one. Only if two of the three factors, if not more, are relevant. U'bizman she'aviv echa mehem ha'kol smechem. And when the spring is late and they push off an extra month, everyone is very happy with pushing off another month. Why is that the case? Because Rashi explains here, because man sha'aviv echad mehem min ashnayim shemisaberes shana alein akol smechan. Everyone's happy. Because that means spring isn't here just yet. And she'ain choshishim b'tchiyas ha-pesach, they're not concerned that, because what happens, one of the big things is, everything is aser, becomes chadash. All the grains that grew in the winter is all chadash, and they can't eat it until Pesach comes and they bring the carbon omer. So now if they push up Pesach, they have to wait a whole month to get start taking from their new grains. But if it's a year where the spring hasn't yet arrived, so their grains haven't grown much yet, they're not being affected by the iser chadash, and therefore they're fine with this. So Rashi just explained again, she'ein choshishim b'tchias ha-pesach. They're not concerned with pushing off a Pesach another month. The fi she'ein ha-tua ru'uya, the tua isn't yet right to be eaten. Vein iser chadash nerach aleim. It's not going to really affect them, the fact that chadash is also for another month. Aval kishu aviv roi l'katsu. Let's say it's the aviv, and then it's fit to cut, and then they push it off, so then they're upset because now all the grains that are ready to be eaten, they need to wait a whole month until they're able to eat from those new grains. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer ala tkufa. He just said ala tkufa. So unclear what he meant by ala tkufa. What's the context of ala tkufa? So the Gemara has a suffix. What does he mean? Ibailu ala tkufa smechem. Were they also happy if the tkufa was one of the reasons why they pushed off? Oh, does he mean to say, oh, ala tkufa ma'abrim? Or does he mean to say if the tkufa itself was the that alone, if that's the sole reason to push it off, they would be ma'abar the shana if it was just for the purpose of the tkufa. And the Gemara sends us and off teku. We don't know what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel really meant by his words of saying al ha tkufa. Gemara now quotes another brayza, Tani Rabbanan al shalosh artos ma'abrin zashana. There are three areas of Eretz Yisrael that we look to whether or not they need an ibur shana: Yehuda, ve'ev ha'yarden, ve'ha'galil. If two of the three areas require a Ibur Shana, whether it's for Aviv or Al Peros or Al Tkufa, so then they're Ma'aber Shana. But if only one of them require it, so then we're not going to Ma'aber the Shana. Ubizman she Yehuda achas mehem. If Yehuda is one of the two, that's the reason why they're pushing off, then Hakol Smech and everyone's happy. Why? She'ein Omer ba Elam Yehuda, because Omer is the only one that you could bring. Ideally, the carbon Omer comes from the area of Yehuda, and Yehuda has not yet ripened yet, so there's no place to bring the carbon Omer from. So to push off another month and allow the grains to grow properly in Yehuda, everyone becomes a besimcha. So the Gemara now says that Tanur Rabbanan ain ma'abrin es hashana ela be Yehuda. The only place where you are allowed to be ma'abrin es hashana is in the area of Yehuda. Vim ibrua begalia mubaris. But if you do it in the Galia, it works as well. So heyid Chananya ish ono im ibrua begalil ena mubaris. He argued, if you did it in the Galil, it wouldn't work. It has to be in Yehuda. Amar of Yehuda b'rei the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi my time at the Chananya ish oni. Why did he limit it only to Yehuda? Why not Galil? Amar Kral, the Pazik says, l'shchano tijushu uvasa shama. You're supposed to do the drisha should be in that area. Kol drisha sh'ata daresh lo yehu ela b'shcheino shamakom. All the darshan you should do should only be in the area of the Shekhinah, where the Shekhinah is resting. So that, of course, as Rashi points out, that's in Yushalayim, and Yushalayim is in the area of Yehuda. Now that's assuming that, again, this is not referring to Shevet Yehuda, it's referring to the area of Yehuda, not the Shevet Yehuda. It happens to be Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin did share Yushalayim, but some also say that Lonis Chal to the Shvatim. Yushalayim was not divided amongst any of the Shvatim, but it's not referring to Shevet Yehuda, it's referring to the territory that's called Yehuda versus Galil. Look at Tosus for a second. Tosus writes, "Ein ma'abrin hashana ela b'Yehuda." He says, "V'had the Rebbe Kiva ibur hashana b'Neharda b'reish perak ha'isha shalom uven Harda b'chutz la'aretz." The Gemara clearly says Rebbe Kiva was ma'abr the shana outside of Eretz Yisrael, let alone outside of Yehuda. So it says, "No, shiny Rebbe Kiva shelo hiniach kamosu b'Eretz Yisrael." When you're the only Talmud Chacham, when you're the greatest Talmud Chacham, when you're the greatest Gadol HaDor in the world, so then you can be Ma'abed Shana no matter where you were, and that was the case with Rabbi Kiva, Kedarmina Basov Brachos. But then the Gemara says, we're going to see in Daf Chav Vav here in the Masechta, Vim Tomar, V'ha Amrina Bezeborea, Rabbi Chia Bar Zunaki, Rabbi Shun Ben Yehud Tzadik, were once have a Ka'azul Abir Shana Ba'asya, V'asya Chotlaritz, they're going to be Ma'abed Shana in a place called Asya, which was not in Eretz Yisrael. So how could that be? So just jump down a few lines. Tosus answers v'yesh lomar the ibura the hasam hainu chishuv ba'alma. They weren't actually going to be ma'abr the shana. They were just going to discuss the various calculations and details. But to be ma'abr the shana, they were going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Seem to recall maybe the Tosfos Gittin Daf Daf Beis says there are two asiyas. Maybe there's an asiyah that was chutz la'aretz and there's another asiyah in Eretz Yisrael. You recall this, Adam? The Tosfos Gittin. I think the others say it's two. There are two asiyas maybe. Okay. The Gemara now says the last brayse of the Amud. Then we'll stop here. Taner Rabbanan Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Ella Bayom Vim Ibru Balayla Ein Muberes. So the halacha is that you can only do it during the daytime. If you do this at nighttime, it doesn't take effect. Vein Mekadshin Es Hachodesh Ella Bayom. And same thing when you're Mekadesh Hachodesh, it has to be during the daytime. But Vim Kitshu Balayla Ein Mukudesh. But if you do it Balayla, it doesn't work. So what's the basis for all this? I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Ma'ikra, what's a pasuk? Pasuk we said today, this morning, in Mizbar Shir, in the Yishir Shayom, says, Tiku b'chodesh, shofar b'kesh yom chagenu. So you blow the shofar in a month that's covered. Eizu chag she'chodesh miskaseba. What's the chag? What's the chag where the chodesh, the levana, is being hidden? Havi omer zero shashana, where the moon yet isn't, you can't really see it much. Every other chag, it's either in the middle of the month where it's a full moon, or shavuos, which is a half a moon, it's a vav zayin. But Roshana is the only month, or rather, only chag that's completely miskaseb. And then the very next pasuk says, "V'ksiv kichok liYisrael hu mishpat l'lokei Yaakov." It's going to be a mishpat. Ma mishpat bayom, just like the mishpat we know din can only take place during the daytime, not nighttime. Af kiddush hachodesh bayom, so to be mekadesh hachodesh could only take effect bayom v'lo b'layla. Okay, we'll stop here.
I still don't hear it, but